I promised you something last week. I promised you that in my next episode, I will come back to you with three things that we should do to counter our feelings of guilt and shame that we've been developing since we were 3 years old. So let's dive right into it. Welcome back to today's episode of the Mahakatha Meditation Mantras podcast. I'm your host, Preeti, and today we begin with a quick recap of what we discussed in the previous episode. I shared with you that by around the age of three, we develop the ability to experience guilt and shame. We develop this awareness that we are somehow being judged by those around us. And since that time when we were just toddlers, we've been taking in guilt and shame. We've been dealing with it in our own way, and that has turned out to be either healthy or unhealthy for our emotional well-being. In the previous episode, we looked at three things that we shouldn't have been doing to ourselves and to other people to avoid creating guilt and shame. And we ended the episode by asking ourselves some really hard-hitting questions and learning about the Durge Smrita Mantra, which I hope you now have and you are enjoying. Now, in today's episode, let's look at three behaviors we should start or practice more in order to soothe the guilt and shame within us and the others in our lives. Number one, acknowledge their feelings. This is the first step. And in fact, this is the first step while dealing with any emotion is to first acknowledge it. And I hope that in the previous episode, by the end of it, you were able to acknowledge that you have been experiencing a lot of guilt and shame that was hidden away for really long. Whether you are 3 years old, or whether you are 30 years old, or whether you're 60 years old, by acknowledging the emotion itself, you take away some of the power that that emotion holds over you. And so the first step is to acknowledge the guilt and shame that you've been carrying. The second thing we need to start doing more is to talk openly about emotions. Now, I know it's funny to some of us to say, it's so boring to talk about emotions. It's so soppy, it's so soft, and it's such a waste of time. And some of us might actually even believe that we need to toughen up instead of talk about our emotions. But all we've been doing so far is trying to toughen up and bury the emotion, to toughen up and bury the emotion, and toughen up and bury the emotion. And it's not been a very healthy way of dealing with these emotions, because even if we may seem confident and successful on the outside, the shame and guilt that we carry are still deposited somewhere in our lives, and some part of our life is suffering because of it. They just stay inside and they snowball and snowball and they get bigger and bigger and bigger, and they manifest in different, unexpected ways in our lives. We become people pleasers, we become socially challenged. We develop a low self-esteem. We develop jealousy or hatred towards others. We become people with quote-unquote anger problems or anxiety, and so on. So, whatever stage of life we are in, I think it's safe to say that we should try the approach of talking openly about our emotions and encouraging others to talk openly about their emotions. The next thing we do is we ask questions about it. We ask that person how they're really feeling, what exactly triggered this emotion, and how exactly it affects them. By asking them to elaborate on these emotions and elaborate on the effect it's having on them, we are taking away another big chunk of power away from these emotions. And the same applies to ourselves as well. When you've acknowledged the guilt and shame you've been carrying around for so long, the next thing you do is ask yourself what triggered it, how you feel, and how it has affected your life so far in detail. You must allow yourself the time and the space and the non-judgment to really dig deep into these emotions and maybe even write them down so that nothing stays hidden anymore. And in your social groups, be the person who always encourages others to talk about how they're doing, how they're feeling. And that is going to change the way people see you and treat you as well. Now, the third thing that we need to start doing more is setting boundaries with people. This is my favorite one because this is something that even I struggle with. Because we grew up with a lot of guilt and shame, because we grew up feeling judged, and because we grew up with this undying need for validation and undying need for approval, and this fear of not being liked and being resented, being left behind, we never really learned how to set boundaries. And by that I mean simply how to say no. Now, this is a completely different episode in itself, and I will dive deeper into that topic on some other day. But for now, I've learned from my own experience that you cannot grow emotionally without learning how to say no. Without learning how to say, that doesn't feel right for me. Sorry, that won't be possible. Sorry, I can't take on this extra commitment. Sorry, but I don't think it's my fault. Sorry, but no. By doing these things and by teaching these things to either our children or anybody who looks up to us, we learn and we teach to set boundaries, and we take away that final chunk of power from guilt and shame. With the help of these three steps, my dear listener, we begin to heal from all that burden we've been carrying around in our minds and our hearts, the burden of being guilty and the burden of feeling deep, painful shame. I want you to experience this relief. I want you to try spending time with yourself, thinking about these three points that we discussed today, and to help put you into that mindset of reflection, of calmness, of open thought. I'm bringing you today's mantra, which is the Sarva Mangala Mangalye mantra. Like the previous week's mantra, this chant is also dedicated to Mother Goddess Durga, or Goddess Narayani, as she's referred to in this mantra. We return to our Mother Goddess, and once again, we seek courage and strength and patience as we try to heal the wounds of our past and try to remove our limitations and expand in our lives. The Sarva Mangala Mangalya mantra is something you should definitely try listening to before you start your work day, before you start interacting with people on any given day. And whenever you find the time, use this mantra in the background to come back to this episode and really reflect on how you can practice the three steps I've shared here today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, dear listener. I want to thank you once again for joining in, for being a part of our discussions and discoveries, and for making mantras a part of your life. Once again, dear listener, thank you for joining in. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the week. I hope you listen and love and enjoy the Sarva Mangala Mangalye mantra, and that you slowly start outgrowing the shadows of your past. Until then, dear listener, stay blessed.